Hi, I'm Graham Hill. I'm the author of Electric Cars, The Truth Revealed. And if you want a copy of that book, you can download it by going to grahamhilltraining.com for a few pounds. And for a few pounds more, you can pre-order the training, which will be coming out in 2024. So, and if you wait until 2024, it's going to be several hundreds of pounds, whereas just for a few pounds, you can get it now just for the small upsell. Okay, you may have seen the earlier podcasts I've done, all to do with insurance. What I've done is I've taken one section out of around about 50 in the book that we go into depth and detail over, so that you know everything you need to know when you buy your electric car or lease or finance your electric car, or if you've already got one and you need to know a little bit more about all the implications of all these different areas, and one of which is insurance. And I'm not covering everything in the book, but I'm covering some of the major issues that may come up when you're getting yourself an electric car. So in this particular podcast, I want to talk to you about something called IPT, Insurance Premium Tax. It's very similar to VAT. The full rate is 20%, but there is a discounted rate of 12%. Now, how are these applied? So 20%, if you get any insurances from the dealer, then they're going to be at 20%. If you get it from the, if you go over the internet, if you get it from a broker who's unrelated to the dealer, you can't be recommended by the dealer, he must be totally unrelated. Or you go to comparison sites and these sorts of things, they will all be at 12%, so 8% less. Now, there are a couple of exceptions. One of which is your normal car insurance. There's a fairly good chance that if it's a new car you're getting, that you're getting maybe 5 or 7 days free insurance. It's optional. You can take it or not. I recommend strongly that you don't take it. But if you do take it, then one of the main operators in this area is Aviva, and they'll probably be phoning you every 5 minutes to try and get you to take out a policy. Obviously, they've given you 5 or 7 days free, so they'll want to sell you the policy. Now, if they do sell you the policy, in those circumstances, it's still only 12% IPT. And it will never be 20% if it's the normal car insurance. The only other exception is gap insurance when it's finance gap, and it's only finance gap, whereby you can get that at 12% IPT. So, and this is just an add-on. It's the same as VAT. So they add the 12% onto the insurance cost, or the 12% onto your, you know, if it's your car insurance or if it's the gap insurance. Okay. So what is finance gap? Finance gap is the one that usually comes and is only really applied to either leasing or contract hire or PCH, all the same stuff. And it only applies to a difference between what's paid out by the insurance company and what the leasing company says they want for the car. So if the leasing company says we want £15,000 for the car, that's our written down value in our books. So we want that covered off. And the insurance company says, well, we're going to offer you 13 because that's the trade value of the car at the moment. So there's a £2,000 gap difference. And that is and that's general asset protection. But it's a good descriptor. You know, gap is the difference between what you paid out by the insurance company and what the leasing company wants. And they will make make up that £2,000 difference. Now, invariably, in that type of insurance, you will also, because you've paid an initial rental, so you'll be paying 3, 6, 9, 12 months up front, they will normally pay up to £2,000 towards the initial rental that you paid out. So if you've only paid £1,500, then they'll pay out £1,500, which is what you paid originally. And they'll also normally pay the excess as well. So check the policy, check what they've got included. And that's quite a good thing, you know, because if you then get the excess paid for, I think that's normally up to £1,000. So if you've got a £500 excess, then they will pay that off. If rather than say, right, okay, well, we've written the car off and now we're going to take, you know, we're paying out 13,000 less the £500 excess you've got on your policy. So that makes up that £500 as well. So just check the gap insurance. But the important thing I'm talking about here is the difference between the IPT that you would pay if you got the insurance through the dealer as opposed to independently online or whatever. Now, there is another thing I want to talk to you about with gap insurance. There's two other types before we get to that. There's back to invoice and there's replacement gap. Now, the back to invoice is, let's say originally you paid £30,000 for the car, or you put £30,000 on the finance, whatever. You've got a £30,000 car. If they take you and you've got it on a PCP or you've got it on a hire purchase agreement, so it will take from what they provide you with from the insurance company as a settlement on the written off car, and they'll make up that difference to what you originally paid for the car. So if you pay £30,000, now the other thing that confuses people a little bit is when they've got a part exchange. So you've got £5,000 part exchange. So you've actually only financed or whatever, you know, you've paid the difference, which is £25,000. Now, if that's the case, you will still go back to the invoice of £30,000 because it was your car. So you've lost that value of the car. So effectively, they're going to you're going to recover that by going back to the original invoice price. So whatever the insurance company pays out, so let's say out of the £30,000, they've said it's got a value of £15,000. So they pay the £15,000 out, the insurance company, and then the gap insurance pays the difference to the original invoice price. Now, the only problem with that is that if you wanted to replace it, say the car was 2 years old and the car price has now gone up to £34,000, you're going to have a shortfall. So you want to make up that difference. So there is a replacement. They don't actually replace the car, but it's the replacement value. And they take that difference and they will then pay the higher figure. So they will pay out the £34,000, which is what you now have to pay to replace the car that you had originally with a brand new car. And these are the different ways. Now, those types of gap insurance attract a 20% IPT. So you have to be aware of this. Now, it might be, you know, we're talking hundreds of pounds here. So it may be convenient to have it from the dealer and he can then roll it into the finance. So you can spread that cost over the 3, 4, 5 years, however long you've got the finance for. So there are certain benefits of getting it from the dealer, but that's entirely up to you. I mean, but be aware of the fact, and they should actually tell you that if you take out any insurance, and that's the same as tire insurance, alloy insurance, minor repair insurance. So there's lots and lots of insurances that they will offer you, which, again, they include this 20%. There's only the two exceptions, and that's your car insurance or it's financial gap or finance gap. The other gap insurances attract 20%. But as I say, it's entirely up to you as to which way you want to play this, but the option is there. Now, there is something else I need to tell you about gap insurance as well, especially with the any gap insurance that's been included in the financing of the car. So you've got to have 2 clear days to think about the gap insurance. Why they've just stuck with gap, I don't know. But anyway, you should have those 2 clear days to then consider whether you still want to take out that insurance before you go back in. You've still got 14 days grace to cancel the insurance. So that, you've still got that. But let's say you go into the dealer, you've organized everything to do with the car, and now they've talked to you about gap insurance. Now, if you're keeping it separate and you're just going to pay cash for it or pay it for it on your credit card or whatever, then you don't need the 2 clear days. In fact, the credit card may be an issue because you are actually financing it. Now, if you're financing the gap insurance, it's really got to be through the dealer. So I think you'd be okay with putting it onto a credit card. But if it's being rolled into the finance through the dealer, so the PCP agreement is now including the £500 for gap insurance. If you then just take out the gap insurance as a standalone product, you can sign a waiver and say, I don't want to wait the 2 days. So once it's been explained to you, they'll give you a waiver. You sign the waiver to say, I've understood the gap insurance. I'm quite happy with what's been explained to me, and I'm happy to go ahead without waiting the 2 days. However, if it's going to be included in the finance, you must have those 2 days. If they don't give you the 2 days, They're in breach of the FCA regulations. And therefore, you can actually get out of the agreement. If it's been rolled into the finance, it gets very complicated. And you really don't want to go down that route, whether you're selling GAP or whether you're buying it. Either way, make sure you include those 2 days. You don't want to find yourself having an issue further on down the line. So you must have those 2 clear days if you're taking out the GAP insurance, which is then being rolled into the finance. So I think that's about it for the moment. I mean, if you get an extended warranty, and that is another form of insurance generally, if you take the extended warranty, you may see on the invoice for the warranty VAT as opposed to IPT. There is a little wrinkle in the system whereby they can move it across into VAT. It doesn't make any difference to you whatsoever. You still get that 20% add-on. But what it does mean is that they can claim back as input tax that 20% that they've paid on VAT, which they can't do with IPT. Okay, that's not that important, but you might just see that and think Hill's gone crazy because he told me it's IPT and it's not his VAT. It doesn't really make a lot of difference. You'll just have to pay it anyway. So that's the end of the story. So that's about it with IPT, just so that you understand. And it's important that you understand these things because with electric cars, there are more and more insurance policies that you can have with the insurance now, which cover a number of different issues, which I'll be putting as much as I can into the book. But for the moment, any insurance that you get other than your normal car insurance and the financial gap, well, they only attracted the 12%. Everything else is 20%. So bear in mind, if you're getting the insurances through the supplying dealer, then you're going to be on this higher rate of IPT. That's it for now. I've been Graham Hill. I'll catch you on the next one.